1320 WILS on this Thursday evening. You know, for most people growing up in a Spanish-style house and a posh enclave in Beverly Hills, of all places, sounds like a dream come true. But for my next guest, it was a place where there's a lot of fear and negativity. She was the daughter of Holocaust survivors, and years later, she actually began to feel all kinds of pain, physical pain, almost turned to surgery. But then everything changed. She became a breath work facilitator and healer. Randy McGee joins us. She's the author of the brand new book, Beverly Hills Concentration Camp, A Healing Journey and Memoir. Randy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Yeah, this is that's quite a name, Beverly Hills Concentration Camp. That refers to what your parents went through, or?
Well, I titled my book Beverly Hills Concentration Camp because that's what I lived. So my truth is this title, and it underscores the emotional juxtaposition of growing up in a beautiful Spanish house in Beverly Hills with the weight of my family's trauma in the concentration camps.
What was that like then? How'd you describe living with your parents in that house?
Well, my dad died when I was four. I grew up with my mother, who was in Auschwitz before that, and I had two brothers, and everyone had a lot of Holocaust energy. It just the house was very negative, and one of my brothers had a nervous breakdown and actually started acting like a German Nazi soldier.
Growing up. Well, that's incredible. And are you Jewish yourself?
I am Jewish. I was terrified most of the time.
Did your mom talk about the experience, or how did it come through?
No, she never talked about it. It was so horrible that she hardly talked about it, and that's how I knew it was worse than we could ever imagine.
And how do you explain your brother suddenly acting like a Nazi soldier, essentially?
He had a breakdown, and he would, chase me around the house, and I was terrified. And, so it was sort of like I felt the same kind of issues and feelings that my mother felt during the war. Of course, not as bad, but it was sort of like that. And my other brother abused me when I was little. So,
Was your mother aware of these things, the way you and your brothers were being affected?
She reacted as if everything were normal, because abuse and assault and neglect were embedded into her psyche. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she seemed paralyzed, as though she were still in the camps.
And you said one of your brothers abused you yourself?
I remembered after I was 40. So, yes, he did also. Wow. So I was very isolated and quiet and a good student, and I looked perfect on the outside, but inside I was full of, fear, and I felt different than everyone else.
How did you get through that yourself?
I worked, I went to college, I did everything a normal kid would do, a normal young woman would do, until the pain started coming up, and the pain was unbearable to the point that my left ear was stuck to my shoulder. I couldn't move my arm, and all the doctors said I should have surgery.
Mm-hmm. But what do you mean? Your left ear? So it was a neck pain?
I turned my neck, and my ear got stuck to my shoulder, and I could not move because of the pain.
Okay, sudden day, you're saying?
Yes, on one day, and my disc was touching a nerve, and it was so painful that I had to take Vicodin, and I didn't want to have surgery. My higher self, my higher power was telling me this is not the way to go. Mm-hmm. And what I did was I just went to all these alternative healers, things I would never have done before, and just tried many new things. And what I ended up with was releasing my pain after a few years, just slowly like peeling an onion, releasing all my pain. Mm-hmm. Now I feel fantastic. I mean, I don't even remember how bad it was.
Randy McGee, her book, Beverly Hills Concentration Camp, A Healing Journey and Memoir. Is your mother still alive?
Yes, she is. She is.
And what
and she likes the book.
Does she?
Yes, she does.
Does she remember? When you go back and talk about how bad it was for you growing up, how does she react to that?
She says it's all true. It's just what happened to her. It's all true. And
opened up to you since then about what she really went through in Auschwitz?
She did. we got a video camera, and one day she said that she wanted to talk, and she started telling us stories, and I have some of her stories embedded through the book. So I do have most of her stories, but, you know, I know a lot is still blocked for her, so I don't know if I'll ever know everything.
She's lost family there, too, I'm guessing?
Yeah, everybody except a cousin, her little brothers, her parents, grandparents, everybody.
So you're in massive, and that happens when you're in your 40s when you start feeling this pain, or?
No, I started feeling it a little earlier. After college, I started feeling a little bit of lower back pain, and as I got older, it progressively got worse.
Okay, so and you were thinking it's just something physically wrong with you, or?
Yeah, I just thought, oh, I need a massage. Then it got worse and worse and worse, and you know, it was one of those moments where, pivotal moments in life where you just have to hit rock bottom and then decide what you're going to do.
So what was the first thing that really made you feel better?
Breath work was one of the first things.
And what is that exactly?
It's a three-stage ancient breathing technique, pranayama yoga breathing. You take an inhale into your stomach, into your upper chest, and you blow it out. And it's something you can do at home. It's something you can do in a group or in a private session. And it just releases energy and moves energy and helps you unlock the blocks in your body.
It's kind of like deep breathing and fast breathing, these kinds of things?
Yes, it moves energy more quickly than, you know, when you sit in a room and meditate. It moves energy quickly, and you feel really good, and releases stress. And I also did corrective chiropractic at the same time, which also helped me. And I did, you know, many different kinds of massages. There's so many things that a person can do. And I get, what I'm saying is that people should try alternative methods, and, you know, before they do surgery or, you know, get stuck on medication.
So was it all physical, or did you, was there any psychological aspect to it?
Oh, a lot of psychological aspects to it. Yeah. I released that also in the breathing.
Did you go to a psychologist, anything like that? Or?
In college, I did. I went for about 10 years talking to someone, and that was really great because I understood what happened. Yeah. I understood why I felt the way I did, but it didn't release anything from my body. It
from
didn't
the tension
change
that was
my
there.
Life.
The book Beverly Hills Concentration Camp, A Healing Journey and Memoir, the author Randy McGeed. Randy, thank you very much. It's been very enlightening.
Thank you.